Today is Friday, March the 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I had a tweet from a listener that used to listen a long time ago, and I don't remember whether he listened to the Adam and Maddie show or whether he listened to the old Dubious Intent. I can't remember. But yeah, his name is Kevin. And if he is listening to Geeky Gay, I just want to say hello and welcome back. But he may be listening to Mix Minus tonight. I'm not sure. I don't remember what he listened to. I remember him, but I don't remember, or maybe I didn't even know what he listened to before. So I'm not really sure. I've been doing all this research today, and I'm going to talk about it on Mix Minus tonight, so I won't go into a lot of detail, but I've just been prepping for my trip to Alaska with Daniel and Zach. I'm really excited about it. I wish it was here tomorrow, because I'm so excited about it. And so I've just been researching, you know, things that I need to get ready and all that kind of stuff. I've been looking at equipment that I'm going to take with me for podcasting and et cetera, computers, all that kind of stuff. Because before I travel, I'm always kind of getting together a list of things that I'm going to take with me. And the goal is to try to pack as light as possible, but still have all of the technological amenities of home. You know, the ability to watch Netflix, the ability to watch any of my streaming services, the ability to use any of my computer programs that I want to use. Now, I would love to get to the point where I don't have to take a computer. And I don't suppose I would have to take a computer to do the things that, you know, that I need to do. I could do most of the things that I do, I could do even on a phone. And I've been trying to decide if I'm going to buy this Samsung flip phone, because it turns into not a flip phone. It's a foldable phone / tablet. And it's not cheap. And I just don't know if I should spend the money on it. Where, you know, I'm doing the Alaska cruise. Mark and I are doing a Europe cruise. Theoretically, I could take that, and that could be both a tablet and a phone. And it's Android, so anything I can do on Android, I could do on that. And, you know, but I still feel like I would either need a tablet. So that kind of eliminates that, because if I'm going to need a tablet also, then what's the purpose of buying a phone that turns into a tablet? Because it's not solving any problem. I'm just, you know, buying it. But the other thing is, I feel like I need to take a work computer just in case. And that is just wasted space, because I don't want to do any personal stuff on a work computer. But since we all now have work laptops, I don't think there's a way for me to connect. There may be a way. But I'm going to have to look into it, because I don't know if there's a way for me to connect to my work, to the Spit Valve Factory, from a personal computer. There's got to be, but I don't know if they recommend that or want you to do that as an associate, as a full-time, you know, worker. Now, we have vendors, we have contractors, et cetera, and, you know, they provide their own laptops, desktops, whatever the case may be, and then they connect to virtual machines that are connected to the network. But, and I used to be able to do that, but I don't remember how. So there's got to be a way. Anyway, bottom line is, if there were, heaven forbid, anything to happen because of COVID, and, you know, our ship gets quarantined off the, it's probably not going to happen, because all of the restrictions are being lifted. Everything is being lifted. Everything is going back to normal. So even if someone does come down with COVID, it's unlikely that they're going to, you know, anchor at sea and make us sit on the ship for months, like happened when COVID first started. But in case anything like that happened, I don't want to have to take extra days off of work. And so I thought, well, I probably need to take some sort of computer that I am able to log into the work infrastructure so that I can work from the ship if I had to, or a hotel, or whatever the case may be. So I don't know. I always try to figure out how to take as little as possible, but I always end up taking more than I wanted to. And originally I was going to take the mixer, because Daniel and I talked about my actual mixer that I use here at home, audio mixer, not cooking mixer. And because Daniel and I'm planning on recording Geeky Gay, and Daniel and I are also planning on possibly doing Mix Minus from the cruise as well. And so I said, oh, I'll bring a mixer. You bring your microphone, you know, we'll figure it out. But then I was thinking, you know, I'm going to try to carry just one suitcase, maybe even a small suitcase, not even a large one, because I don't know. It may have to be a regular size suit. I just really like to pare it down as much as possible. And also, I could buy a case for it, but this Rodecaster Pro, I don't have a case for. And all the knobs and buttons and everything, I just wouldn't want to pack it in my suitcase with my clothes and then have it jumbling around all over the place, you know, on the ship and in my car and on the airplane and all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking for something a little bit more compact to take, but also that has the features that I want to have. And so I've been looking at all of that, just kind of trying to get ready, talking to the travel agent, all of that good stuff. And I made some cookies last night. And I don't know, I feel like I am going to go back on Weight Watchers. And I feel like I just said the other day, I'm not going to talk about dieting because I just need to make, you know, I just need to, I don't know. But I feel like I am going to go back on Weight Watchers, but obviously I haven't yet. And I wanted something sweet last night, and there were cookies in the bread box that I got this month. Chocolate chip cookies. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to make chocolate chip cookies. We were watching Ozark, which is still good. And Daniel mentioned on Mix Minus that Ozark, the one thing that bothers him a lot is that on Ozark, the main character is in all of these horrible situations, but seems to have some superpower that he is always able to get out of them. And yeah, I mean, I would say that's true. However, I feel like that's always the situation for a main character of a show, because if it's the main character, they have to put them in all of these, especially for crime stuff and mysteries and detective stuff and, you know, dramas. They have to put them in situations where you're worried for them, because that's part of the tension of the show, you know, that's part of the whatever of the show. But they can't kill them because they're the main character. So I feel like that's all great. Even Grey's Anatomy. So when COVID was raging last year, the season of Grey's Anatomy, the main character got COVID and was in a bed for the whole season in a coma. So they were having all of these other people. I don't know if she just wanted a vacation or what, but well, no, that's not true, because they had some scenes where it was in her mind and she was on a beach, but it was in her mind. Anyway, regardless, we're watching that, still enjoying it. I mean, Daniel's right. They do get in these horrible. I tell you, the episode that we watched last night, the way that it ended, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone, but I think somebody's going to die, and I don't want this person to die, but I think this person is going to die. Not so much because I care about that person so much, but more because of the effects it's going to have on all of the other characters in the show. So anyway, we were watching that. I decided I was going to bake cookies, And we had these, but they were, I mean, they're frozen and they're these big hunks. I don't know, an inch and a half, 2 inches thick. And there were only six of them. So I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and bake all six. And so I warmed up the oven and put them in and baked them and had a cookie. And actually, they were pretty good. So, but I think I cooked them a little bit too long, because after they cooled down, they got harder than what Mark and I like. So you live and you learn, you know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.